In what would be a major boon for working families across California, households earning less than $30,000 per year could be entitled to a $2,000 credit for each dependent in their household. Los Angeles Assemblymember Miguel Santiago introduced the credit after the federal child tax payments, a Biden pandemic relief program, expired this December. At a rally in his home district of Los Angeles on Monday, he said that Congress's failure to extend the program at the national level makes it all the more important for the California legislature to act.
I represent the second poorest district in the state of California. What that means is thousands and thousands of families around these blocks are doomed if we don't get this done. 1.7 million children will fall to poverty if we don't get this done.
California is currently the fifth largest economy in the world and is home to 186 billionaires. But according to the Public Policy Institute of California, nearly one-third of residents and a quarter of the state's children live in or near poverty. 80% of those living in poverty have at least one working family member in their household. Los Angeles City Council member and mayoral candidate Kevin DeLeon said that given Governor Newsom's announcement last week that California has a $97 billion surplus, there should be no issue carving out money in the budget for working families.
We have the largest number of children living in poverty in the entire United States of America. When I say this, we're talking about the children of the people who actually make this city go. We're talking about the children of hotel workers, the children of those who serve our food, who clean our streets, who bag our groceries. These are the working people of the city of Los Angeles who actually make this city go. Without them, there is no city of Los Angeles.
Some critics of the credit have pointed out that it only reaches families who file taxes for earned income, leaving out other vulnerable low-income groups like single mothers who are often unable to work. Still, the credit would be the largest anti-poverty program undertaken by the state in its history. I'm Ellie Prickett Morgan, reporting for KPFA.